if one takes the opinion that alcohol is an impurity, then should such consider perfume with alcoholic content as an impurity? Yes, I've already answered that. All right. If you consider alcoholic content as an impurity, all right, and you have your opinion again that the alcoholic content that is added to perfume is the one that intoxicates, all right, then it will be prohibited to use for you to use such perfumes. Do you understand? Okay. It boils down to that alcoholic, even outside the issue of alcohol being impure or not impure, the one that is added to perfume, is it the intoxicating one or not? Do you understand? Because what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made prohibited is what? An intoxicant. Do you understand? It's an intoxicant. So if it is intoxicating, then if you are sure that alcohol itself is impure, then you cannot use it. But if it is not the intoxicating type, then one can still use it. Allah Ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum. Please, are there perfumes specially accepted for women to use? What is the ruling concerning one dying green hair? Does dirty water that splash on us prevent prayer? Number one, are there perfumes specially accepted for women to use? Women are allowed to use perfume, any type of perfume, at home if they are not going to leave the house. You understand what I'm saying? The Prophet said that أَيُّمَ امْرَأَةٍ اِسْتَعَفَّرَتْ فَمَرَّتْ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ لِيَجِيدُوا رِيحَهَا فَهِيَ زَانِيَةٌ. Any woman who uses perfume and passes by men so that they will perceive that scent that she is committing zina. Do you understand? So any type of perfume, if you leave the house and your body is scented so that when you pass, somebody will easily perceive it, then you are committing zina. Alright, so it allows women to use perfume at home, at night, for their husband, like that. Alright, or if there's any type of perfume that the scent is not very strong, such that within few minutes it will evaporate and go, fine. But anytime that you are going out of your house and your body is scented, so that whenever you pass, people will immediately perceive it, then you are committing zina. It's prohibited in the Sharia. Number two, what is the ruling concerning one dying gray hair? Alright, you can dye grey hair. It's allowed in the Sharia. Alright, you can dye it white, make everything white. You can dye it blue or red or green. Alright, but it's haram to dye it black. Do you understand? Dyeing it black is what is haram. Number three, what does dirty water that splashes on us prevent prayer? If you are passing by and dirty water splashes on you, okay, look at the water very well. If it appears to be a water that is likely to be containing impurity, then you need to wash your body from it. Alright, but if just water, alright, that you look around, it does not look like an impure water, alright, then it's not a problem. Because you see in Islam al aslu fil miyah al-tahara. Alright, ordinarily Islam considers water to be pure. Alright, so we do not rule that water is impure until we are sure that it is pure. Alright? So al-aslu fil miyah al-tahara. Alright, the original ruling concerning water is that it is pure. So anytime water splashes, you look at the water. If there is no any sign that it's likely to be an impure water, then there's no problem. But if you see signs that it's likely to be an impure water, then you should wash that spot in it. Please, can one join a person to complete the second rakah in a Jumu'ah prayer? The first person started the prayer with the imam, while the second person missed both rakahs from the imam. This is not allowed in the Sharia. Alright, this is not allowed. If you miss the Jumu'ah prayer, you cannot join the person that met prayer for Jumu'ah, except if your intention is what? It's for Zuhur. Alright, if your intention is for Zuhur, then a person who makes one rakah with the imam, alright, if he's completing his one rakah, you can join him, and when he says salam, you complete three rakah, meaning you are praying Zuhur. But if you join him with the intention of praying Jumu'ah, you have no Jumu'ah, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. It is said that when you are observing nawafil, voluntary prayer, and your mother calls you, you should answer. But if your dad calls you, you also terminate the prayer and answer his call. If one is praying and your parents call you, should you answer or not? Okay? Should you answer or not? If you are praying a nawafil prayer, okay, and your parents call you, they come and they call you and they need your attention, then it is allowed to terminate the prayer and go and attend them. Alright? This is because of the hadith, authentic hadith narrated in Sahih Muslim, where the Prophet narrated the story of somebody among the Bani Israel called Juraij. Alright, hadith in Juraij. Juraij was somebody among the Bani Israel who was an obedient servant of God. In fact, he had to leave the garden of people and he went behind the town and built a synagogue, a very small synagogue on the mountain where he used to observe his prayer. So it was narrated that the Prophet God said that one day he was praying, his mother came and called him. Alright, and he said, Ya Rabbi Ummi wa Salati, and he continued to pray. He didn't answer his mother. The mother left and came back the following day. Unfortunately for her, she still met him praying again. She called him again. He said, Ya Rabbi Ummi wa Salati, and he continued praying. He didn't answer his mother. Mother left. She came back the third day, she met him praying again. Alright, and she called him and he didn't answer. So she became angry. And she supplicated against him. Alright, she said that since you have refused to look at me, may Allah make you look at women, unchaste women, alright, women who are fornicators. May Allah make you to look at such women. Alright. And after that, it so happened that, you know, the Bani Israel, they are very terrible people. They were envious of him. Alright. So one day they were sitting down, a very popular fornicatress. One woman, she's very popular among them. Somebody who commits fornication, she's a prostitute. And she came and she was saying that, if you want, I can go and try this direct. I will seduce him. And they said, if you can do that, I would like to go. And she went. You know, and she went. When she went, he still did not look at her. Right? He concentrated on his prayer. Then she dropped from that mountain. When she came down, she met somebody rearing animals. She seduced the man. The man slept with her and she became pregnant. When she gave birth, when people asked her who is responsible for this pregnancy or this baby, she said it was Juraij. Alright? And you know, people that man, they were angry, they are jealous of him. They got an excuse. They all climbed that mountain, hold him, they destroyed the synagogue, they brought him down, they were beating him, and they brought him and make him to kneel down in front of the woman. Alright, the woman he refused to look at when he was praying. Alright? And he was asked, what did I do? What have I done? And he said, you were the one who impregnated this woman. And he said, I was not. Alright? And he said, wait, let me perform ablution. He performed ablution prayer. He now took the baby and he asked the baby, oh baby, who is your father? And the baby spoke and said, it was the man who reared animal. Based on this, the scholars say that, you know, if a person is observing voluntary prayer and your parents call you, you should respond. But if it is an obligatory prayer, then the right of Allah should supersede the right of parents. Allah. Assalamu alaikum. What is the ruling on changing the color of the hair? I'm answering. Dyeing the hair. And what is the ruling on not bathing your newborn hair? I've already answered all this. Assalamu alaikum. If someone is caught on the act of munafiq for 3 to 4 times, do someone stop communicating to the person? Or what is the position to address the person and person's act? What I want to believe that the person is talking about maybe النفاق العملي. Alright, that is practical hypocrisy. Something that is demonstrated in our actions, like the statement of the prophet, the signs, ayat munafiq, salata in kazaba and in haddatha kazaba, wa idha wa'ada khalafa, wa idha tumina khana. Alright, the signs of the hypocrite is somebody who, when he talks, he tells lies, and when he makes a promise, he breaks the promise, and when he is entrusted, he betrays the trust. If a person does any of these things, the person is committing a sin, alright, and the person should repent from it. But that's not enough reason to excommunicate the person completely. There's nobody who doesn't commit sin. Neither you're excommunicating, don't be committing yourself. You must also have one thing or the other that you commit as well. So I will not say that once you find somebody committing sin, maybe you excommunicate that person. What you do is to call that person and give nasiha. Alright, call that person and give nasiha. Don't expose the person in front of people. Can you speak out? I start out with you, you are doing this. No. Call that person and give nasiha. If you cannot get a scholar, to call that person and give nasiha. Alright, when a person becomes notorious for this kind of act, and one will see that if we excommunicate him, alright, that will have impact on him. That will make him to have a rethink and will want to associate with you or want to change. Then one can excommunicate. Because Allah says in the Quran, "Wahjurhum hajran jamila." Alright? You know, when you want to do hajr, when you want to excommunicate, it should be when it is beneficial. If it's so beneficial, continue to give nasiha. We cannot do wrong on anyone. Alright? It's Allah who guides. So whatever somebody is doing, continue to give nasiha. So only excommunicate when it will be beneficial. Wahjurhum hajran jamila. Please explain how to. This person is asking how to use stones for cleaning oneself. I don't know how you want to explain to you. Everybody, use stones to clean yourself. And once you have cleaned yourself, you see that there is no any sign of the impurity on you again, you are purified. Alright, that's all. You get it? Scholars say, is it definitely, there is no way you can purify yourself with the stone such that you will get the same purification as that of water. Alright? But the little impurity that will be left behind is forgiven in the Sharia. It's forgiven in the Sharia. So once you clean oneself, that's why it's allowed to use 3, 5, 7. So just try as much as possible to make sure that there is no any physical impurity that you can see. Alright? Once that is done, inshallah, it's suffices. Anything that will remain inside or anywhere, inshallah, the Sharia forgives it. Alright? Ma'fu'un anhu, as the Fuqaha will say. So it's forgiven, inshallah. Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah. So this end, we have been able to answer the questions to the best of our deeds. May Allah increase us in knowledge. May Allah assist us. Wa salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.